Hey everyone, welcome back to The Calm Within. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and if you're like me, you know that sometimes our relationship with food feels more like a whirlwind than a balanced meal. We gobble things down when we're stressed, overindulge on weekends, and maybe even sneak in the occasional midnight snack raid. But what if I told you there's a way to change all that? What if eating could actually be a mindful practice, something that brings us calm instead of chaos? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving into the wonderful world of mindful eating for better digestion. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, another self-help buzzword, hear me out. Mindful eating isn't about restricting yourself or becoming a food calculating machine. It's about paying attention to your body's cues, savoring each bite, and truly enjoying the experience of nourishing yourself. Ever notice how you sometimes eat an entire bag of chips without even realizing it? That's mindless eating. We're not present, we're not tasting anything, and our bodies often end up feeling sluggish or bloated afterwards. But when we practice mindful eating, things change. We become more aware of our hunger and fullness signals, which means we eat only when we truly need to, and stop when we're satisfied. So, let's break down some key takeaways from this whole mindful eating thing. First, slow down. Seriously, put that fork down between bites. Take your time chewing, appreciate the flavors, and really feel the texture of the food in your mouth. You might be surprised at how much more satisfying a meal feels when you savor it. It's like turning a quick snack into a mini celebration for your senses. Second, eliminate distractions. Phones down, TV off, and no scrolling through social media while you eat. Focus on the present moment and give your food the attention it deserves. Think of it like this. If you were having dinner with a good friend, would you be glued to your phone? Probably not. So treat yourself and your meal with the same respect. Third, listen to your body. Pay attention to those hunger cues. That subtle rumbly feeling in your stomach is your body's way of saying, "Hey, I need some fuel." But also learn to recognize when you're full. You know, that gentle feeling of contentment rather than stuffedness. This takes practice, but it gets easier over time. Fourth, choose nourishing foods. This doesn't mean cutting out all your favorite treats. Let's be real, who wants to live like that? But it does mean focusing on whole, unprocessed foods most of the time. Think fruits, veggies, lean proteins, and whole grains, the kind of stuff that fuels your body and makes you feel good inside and out. And finally, be kind to yourself. Mindful eating is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you slip up and eat mindlessly, but that's okay. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track the next meal. Think about those times you've rushed through lunch at your desk or devoured a whole pizza while binge-watching your favorite show. Sound familiar? That mindless munching can leave you feeling sluggish, bloated, and maybe even a little guilty. Now imagine this. You're sitting down to a delicious meal. Maybe it's a colorful salad with grilled chicken, or a steaming bowl of lentil soup. You take a moment to appreciate the vibrant colors, the enticing aromas, and the textures that await you. You chew slowly, savoring each bite, and truly enjoy the flavors. Notice how your body feels as you eat, light and energized, not weighed down by heavy food. That's the magic of mindful eating. So, let's recap the key takeaways. Slow down, eliminate distractions, listen to your body, choose nourishing foods, and be kind to yourself. These simple practices can transform your relationship with food, leading to better digestion, increased enjoyment of meals, and a greater sense of overall well-being. Remember, this isn't about deprivation or perfection, it's about finding that balance and enjoying the journey. So go ahead, give mindful eating a try, you might be surprised at how much it changes your life. And don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media using hashtag TheCalmWithin. Until next time, keep seeking that inner peace one bite at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.